Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to all of our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all around the country and all around the world, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along as oil starts to go up. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget to like the page and jump into the chat room if you want to converse with us. All right, now let's go to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, are you ready to say the pledge again?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, everybody, the words under God, because America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's start the hour with saying hello to our friend Sally over in Plano, Texas. She said, morning, gas has risen to $1.21 in Plano, Texas, now at Sam's Club and Costco. Okay, so we got that out there. Pretty good folks over there. Now, also, Kyle, the economist, Mr. L. Arion, is saying that the economy is in for a bumpy ride to recovery, but it will recover. It will get better the second half of this year, 2020, but next year it'll turn up and the economy will turn upward, although we're going to have our spits and sputters along the way.
Well, sure. Part of this is going to be finding our way as a nation. It's one thing to throw a switch and turn the economy off by telling everybody stay at home, shut down the businesses, all that stuff. But it's much more difficult to throw the switch and turn the economy back on. But the good news is, Captain, and this is what I've been saying for the genesis of all this, and that is the fundamentals of our economy were very, very strong. So we weren't affected by some other thing other than the COVID-19 shutdown. And so as people regain their confidence, and the fear factor begins to fade, I think we'll see the economy start taking off. But it will take a little bit of time.
And see, our adversaries were taking full advantage of the fear factor because they know as long as the people are afraid, they're just going to do exactly as they are told, and they're not going to try to do anything any different.
Well, precisely. And this is why, unfortunately, we're seeing this, you know, be politicized completely by those who want to ramp up that fear factor believing somehow that it's going to benefit them politically if more and more people still are not able to open their store or their shop or their service business, whatever it might be, you're coming up on the big national election. They're hoping it's going to benefit them, but I think it's going to have the opposite effect in most cases.
Well, we just talked about that in the last hour. We talked about what's going on in New York with Vlad de Blasio, and he's not exactly the homeboy that he was, because people are really starting to rebel against him, and the police aren't doing a lot about it. People are getting out in the street, and people are doing more things, and that's just one of the reasons why we had the shootings were up 200% last week.
Well,
because people were cooped up, and when people said, "Oh, you can't go anywhere," oh, really?
That's right. That's right. And unfortunately, we're seeing tensions spill over. We're seeing people get mad at places of business. If someone comes in without a mask, for example, then somebody gets mad, or they could start a fight, basically. Tensions are high. There's no doubt about it. But I think, generally speaking, whether people identify as Republican or identify as Democrat or independent, I think most people believe that it's time that we get back to work. The shutdown, everybody.
The federal chairman, Mr. Powell, is chiming in here about the economy. He's saying that a vaccine may be needed to restore total economic confidence, because without this vaccine, and people are saying that some people have said, it's not going to be safe to open up until there's a vaccine. I mean, I've heard that comment over and over again by the other side.
Well, sure. That's something our own Governor Newsom here in California has said recently, and that is, you know, no big sporting events, no big concerts, nothing of that nature until there's a vaccine. And of course, if you had a vaccine, let's just say you had an effective vaccine, that could help erase, I think, mm-hmm. 90% of the fear factor overnight.
And think about this. New York City, de Blasio, as we like to call him, he said he's not going to open the beaches around New York City on Memorial Day. But yet New Jersey, from my understanding, they're going to open the beaches Memorial Day, because that is a big, huge time of the year, and encourage everyone to do their social distancing at the beach, and I think they'll be fine.
Well, I would certainly hope so. And, you know, Captain, all this is wrapped up, too, in the fact that we're seeing now people questioning prominent people. Democrat governor, for example, I saw a headline questioning the COVID-19 death count itself. And so those numbers go into ramping up that fear factor. And if we find out that this is much less than we were told that it was...
We're already finding out about that, because they're finding thousands of deaths along the way that were not substantiated or verified as to being COVID. So now they're having to reclassify them as death of another nature, because they never did an autopsy. And Kyle, hold that thought. We'll be back. One more segment to go with Kyle Warren. We're going to talk about a lot of different stuff here in the mix, so don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After about a month of ExtendoVite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at the Phoenix Ordnance Gun Store. And guess what? They also happen to be Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows are back and they're better than ever. Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st, the Charlotte County Fairgrounds will be hosting the Two Guys Gun Shows at Port Charlotte. And then Saturday and Sunday on June 6th and June 7th, Two Guys Gun Shows are back at the Minreg Hall in Largo. So shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as the private collections that Two Guys Shows embraces. Trade-ins are always welcome, and you can meet me, the captain, on Saturday at both the Largo or Port Charlotte shows. Again, Two Guys Gun Shows, May the 30th and 31st at Port Charlotte at the County Fairgrounds, and June 6th and 7th at the Minreg Hall in Largo. Go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, or give them a call at 727-776-3442 for more information. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear from you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to outdo the fact here, but a couple of different things here. First of all, this whistleblower from HHS was on 60 Minutes last night, and he got to say all the same things, including some of the excerpts from his testimony that he gave. And remember, he was allowed to testify not under oath. So anything that he said, you can't believe.
Well, precisely, yeah, and I think most people would be surprised to find out that he wasn't placed under oath to do his testimony, as it were, because, again...
You know who else was?
Who else?
Christine Blasey Ford, and the attorney for this guy happened to be Christine Blasey Ford's attorney.
Yeah, that's very true. So, again, what we see is the development of a narrative, a development of a story that they can get out there and begin to comment on, and then you have people on TV talking about it, you have other politicians responding about it, all these things, and it just shoots around the country at light speed before anybody finds out, oh no, wait a minute, he wasn't even compelled to tell the truth.
Now, I want to play Mayor Garcetti in Los Angeles, who's talking about this, we'll never be open completely until we have a vaccine. Listen to this.
Let's start with these stay-at-home orders. And your top health official said yesterday, expect to extend the orders for another 3 months. But explain exactly what that means.
Sure. I think we have to all recognize that we're not moving beyond COVID-19. We're learning to live with it. It's important not to overreact, but it's important to take this serious because it is as dangerous today as it was the first day that it arrived in our cities and our country. So quite frankly, there's no so-called open state or open country that doesn't continue to have health orders telling us to cover our faces, physically distance, and to tell people that you're safest working from and staying at home. That's all that the county health director was saying, and we can't expect that to disappear in a matter of weeks or even a few months. At the same time, we're learning a lot of really important lessons about how to safely reopen sectors and places, and we have to assess each of those steps, give 3 or 4 weeks time to see, is there any additional spread? Are we endangering more people? And how can we keep our most vulnerable safe? So we are learning to live with it at the same moment that we are also learning the lessons of how to do that.
So do you have a sense of where you're going to be in September? We did see that news this morning. The California State University system is saying they're not going to have classes on campus. What are you expecting in Los Angeles and for your schools?
Sure. I hope for our K-12 schools that we will have some sense of opening, but it won't be in the way that we've known school in the past. It might be fewer days a week. It might be staggered because we have to maintain that physical distance, and we have to make sure for our vulnerable children, some of them won't be able to go back to school for some time. Look, we have to tell the hard truths and protect our people. At the same time, we take steps forward. For instance, this past weekend, we opened up our trails. We have retail for curbside pickup. We'll see that expanded and even some active recreation on our beaches this coming weekend. Those are important, and we've never been fully closed. We'll never be completely open until we have a cure, but I do believe that...
Okay, we'll never be completely open until we have a cure. That wasn't the word virus. That was cure.
Exactly right. That wasn't at all, I think, what people really want to hear. And yes, he's saying a lot of things that sound like, you know, you might expect him to say. But at the same time, though, Captain, people are listening more for, you know, what is this going to mean to our lives and our livelihoods? And then suddenly to say we're not going to be fully open until there's a cure is something that puts it way out into the area of speculation. Of course, the president himself, President Trump, has said he believes and he would like to see a vaccine by the end of the year, but there are no real guarantees on that. And so, obviously...
Well, there are many, many vaccines out there being experimented right now and being developed as we speak. Many.
Well, that's right. And they're doing that with the idea that whatever's going to start showing promise, they may even start manufacturing them so that they're already ahead of the curve in order to distribute it. But you're right. They're looking at all these different things. But again, you know, the mentality of Garcetti, who's the mayor there in Los Angeles, and even Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, seems to be, you know, moving these goalposts along so much that it's just frustrating.
Now listen to this, because this is Nancy Pelosi, and we all know that China's at the bottom of all this, right?
Well, sure. Yeah.
They're at the heart of the problem, China. This is a China virus, I'll say it there. Listen to Nancy Pelosi and how she tries to say, oh, no, not so fast.
Let me just say that what the president is saying about China is interesting. It's an interesting diversion. Right now, our focus should be on meeting the needs of the American people. I've even said putting aside how we got here in our own country, because we should be using our energy on how we go forward than making judgments about what his administration did or didn't do. We're talking about going forward. There'll be plenty of time for after-action review. And apart from what we do, there'll be scientists and others who will be tracing, rightfully, not only rightfully so, it's urgent and needed for them to trace the origins of such a pandemic scientifically, but not politically. And again, let's keep our focus on meeting the needs of the American people, opening our economy, testing. It's so clear with the health experts and the scientists. We want to get rid of the virus. That's how we can go out. That's what we go to work and not be fearful that we're going to come home and bring something dangerous to our children. And so instead of diverting attention from mistakes that may have been made here, let's just put that all aside and go forward for what we can do, working together for the good of the American people.
Well, you know, Captain, my initial reaction to that and my question for Speaker Pelosi is, you love to talk about the so-called after-action reports for the president. Well, that sounds ominous, but why wouldn't she say, Captain, we need to have an after-action report about China?
Right.
I just don't know why she can't even begin to go there.
Well, that's absolutely true. And here's the thing. We all know this thing came from Wuhan, China. We all know that all the investigations are pointing towards a lab in Wuhan, China. Not the wet market, none of that crap that they threw out there just because it seemed like a good scenario to throw out there because it was so disgusting to begin with. But here's the deal. That wasn't the problem.
No, it wasn't the problem. And over the weekend, I saw a report from there were some Australian scientists that are saying, "Hey, this virus seems to be exquisitely tailored to attack humans."
I saw that.
Yeah, and so what we need to do is have all the information. And I hate to tell the speaker, but she's not going to get all the information from China. They weren't forthcoming with that. There's going to be no way of her to sort of brush off and go, well, we don't know really what happened.
And very quickly, in the city of Oakland, California, church leaders formed a coalition to reopen amidst the lockdown. Does that mean they did open?
No, what they're saying, and evidently this has to do with the Southern California attorney who's saying that he's got 1,000 pastors who signed a declaration they're going to resume services on May 31st. That happens to be the day of Pentecost, basically, 50 days after Easter, after Easter Sunday. They're saying that they want to reopen. They want to use these distancing things and this kind of stuff. But the attorney, his name is Robert H. Tyler, he's saying we're going to see on May 31st an old-fashioned showdown.
All righty, and before we leave, the Gallup poll says the Trump approval rating is higher than Obama and Bush at this current stage of his presidency. How can we hear your show?
Yes, Captain, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him being on the program very much. Covered a lot of ground there with him, and that's what we always do. Lots of news going on. I'll be right back with the first military and veterans news segment coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Most states are beginning to reopen, but without clear federal guidelines, some areas are opening more cautiously than others. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber, who's in the center of Florida's outbreak, says he's taking a gradual approach.
We're going to go slower than even other parts of the county and certainly every other part of the state, in large part because there's so much disease here. But more than that, I don't think anybody really has a playbook or a manual for this.
The total number of confirmed cases worldwide is 1,470,000. One-third of the total cases is from the United States. The global death rate from COVID-19 is one-third of a million. U.S. deaths are approaching 90,000. Just as in the United States, European leaders are weighing the risks of reopening without a vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, and now it's time for our first Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, right across the bay from where I'm sitting right now. Now, to find out more about them and to find out about the exciting career that you could have with them, starting out at a minimum of around $60,000 a year, and you could make a lot more than that if you just want to work and apply yourself and use your God-given ability, because many people make much more than that. You go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and don't forget you can call them at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080. Well, last week was a very sorry week for one recipient of the Medal of Honor, former Staff Sergeant Ronald J. Schurer, who died. He had won the Medal of Honor. He had been suffering from cancer, and the award that he got was given to him as he was moving into the final stages of his cancer, knowing full well that he wasn't going to be living much longer. He died at the age of 41. Our country salutes him. God needed another warrior in heaven. Now, during a news conference, the president blasted the F-35's global supply chain and hinted that he may intercede to bring more work on the Lockheed Martin-made jet back to the United States because of delays coming from some of the plants that are overseas that Lockheed Martin has, where they farmed the product out. That's making things go longer and cost more money. We'll see how that works out. By the way, Lieutenant Colonel Jason Monaco, who happens to be an F-16D fighter pilot, soared 6 miles above the lush wilderness in Alaska, streaking in his fighter jet across the icy blue sky as he banked his two-seat F-16D to the right, shooting around an eight-jet formation, maneuvering against him and his fellow pilots as they were playing war games over Alaska. Now, in remote Alaska, more and more units, Air Force Two, are changing the way the Air Force prepares for war. Now, a lot of people in the past complained about the fact that, well, it's a frozen tundra, you're gonna upset the antelope and the reindeer and whatever. Well, that never happened. So things are moving along as they are. Now, also, the Army plans to task one of its Security Force Assistance Brigades with counter-narcotics advising in South America. But the service component for the U.S. Southern Command hasn't yet released details on where exactly they'll be sent, nor should we know until they get there and they're operating, and we really shouldn't know much of anything at all, period, for their own safety. That's just my thought. By the way, a few months ago, Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced a broad review to recalibrate the overall U.S. military posture overseas and align spending as best as possible with the National Defense Strategy policies, forces to compete with Russia and China. And right now, more of our emphasis is being put on China with both our Navy, our Air Force, and our ground forces, as the U.S. is upping military pressure on China amidst the increasing tensions over the South China Seas and accusing Beijing of seeking to leverage the coronavirus pandemic to expand their sphere of influence in the region. Well, that's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. By the way, you heard me talk about ISIS. Well, the United States has blamed the Islamic State militants, not the Taliban, for a gruesome attack in Afghanistan this past week that killed two newborn babies, and it renewed calls for Afghans to embrace a troubled peace amongst the Taliban insurgency, because we know ISIS is trying to upset the apple cart. While the Taliban, they're not angels, but they're certainly not doing what I just described, because the ISIS folks are taking total and complete credit for it and even bragging about it and talking about how they did it. All on the line. Now, the Pentagon's Inspector General has received almost 300 tips and opened more than 200 complaints as of May 11th, according to the oversight plan, with more than half of the complaints about alleged violations of not social distancing apart from each other. Now, I told some people, civilians, that there's going to be people out there watching you. And if you don't maintain your 6 feet spacing, somebody's going to make a call to the authorities about you, and guess what? Next thing you know, the law enforcement people show up. And this is what businesses are being forced to do. This is what sporting events are being forced to do. If you want to have, let's say, a gun show, or if you want to have a sporting event of any kind, and you want to let people in, you will, must, I'll use the word must, you must social distance. Tables need to be put further apart. People need to be further apart from each other. How it's going to work out, who knows, but it's going to work out. Because if people want to do things, that's just the way it is at the moment, and nobody can do anything about it. That's a shame, but that's the society that we now live in. And I will say this much about the military. They are on top of it when it comes to the coronavirus. We've had elements of our military who have been conducting tests not only with virus, with vaccines, but also with actual treatment in several different areas, hydroxychloroquine, one of them, with a large contingent of military. And from what I've been able to gather of it so far, it's been successful. It's been successful from what we've been able to hear so far and confirm. Now, there's a lot of conspiracy stuff out there, a lot of stuff that absolutely positively has not and will not be confirmed because it's just garbage. So you need to be very careful when you see things online. You need to check the source, and there's a whole bunch of incredible sources out there. I'm not going to go get into who they are or what they are. You have to figure it out for yourself, because if you trust but you verify, that's the word I use, even the stuff I tell you about, trust but verify. Now, from Stars and Stripes, military recruitment has taken a hard digital turn during the pandemic. More and more internet advertising, more and more Facebook videos, more and more YouTube videos about the military, about joining the military, different branches. And no one should be surprised. And guess what? It's working. Why wouldn't it, right? It's working. Now, you also need to consider that the president, since day one, has been trusting and relying upon the military to disperse the COVID-19 vaccines when they are ready that they've been working on to the military. Now, I got wind of a test in progress right now of a vaccine that was going to some of the military members to see how it would work. Now, I'm going to try to confirm that a little bit in a little bit different manner, because that's something that nobody's saying much about, but we did get wind of it. The Colonel and I talked about it last week. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be along with us. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, America's largest truck stop chain, open for you.
I can play that one for about an hour and a half, I'll tell you. That's AC/DC and Touch Too Much, and that's one of their oldies but goodies, again, from 1978. And tonight's been AC/DC night. And tell you what, the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you is definitely the way to go if you're out there on the highways and byways, because they're open. There's no ifs, there's no buts, there's no ands. They've got 50% capacity inside now in most of their restaurants and in the Flying J's and in the Pilots. And, of course, they've got added some outside tables to the mix, so you got some more spaces in which to sit and whatnot. But, of course, at the Flying J's, you already know about the services they have there. And the Pilots, you know, too, about the new travel centers. Now, tropical storm warnings are in effect for eastern North Carolina, for Tropical Storm Arthur. Tropical conditions are expected to spread across the warned area on Monday. Heavy rain, flooding, strong gusty winds, rough surf, and dangerous rip currents can be expected as Arthur will start to pull away from the coast by Tuesday early morning. Now, right now, all the way from South Carolina on up through the Cape Hatteras and the Carolinas, and up towards the beginning mouth of Chesapeake Bay, I would say that the worst part of it is going to be Cape Hatteras. But it's going to be mainly a rain event, a heavy surf event, some flooding, but nothing that you can't handle, in my humble opinion, based on how bad some of the storms have been. This is not one of them. So now let's go over into the central part of the United States, where we have got rain, flood warnings, flood watches, flash flood warnings for the eastern part of Michigan, the northern peninsula of Michigan. By the way, that includes Detroit, all the way down to the Ohio line, through Toledo, all the way down I-75, over towards Columbus, and all the way straight south down into Kentucky. And then the entire northeastern and the eastern half of Kentucky is under some sort of flood watch or flood warning right now. That also includes the eastern part of Indiana, and it includes the northern part of Indiana across I-90 and I-80. Now, in Chicago, we're getting some light rain right now, and there may be some extended flood warnings, flood watches over there, not warnings, watches. Around Springfield, we do have a flood warning, though, because of some earlier weather that went through there. And there was a reported tornado in Louisiana, south of I-10, south of Baton Rouge, about an hour or so ago, with at least one death with a mobile home that was flipped over, the people in it. Apparently one of them died. Now, that storm looks like it's gone away. However, you still got flood watches and warnings all the way across about a 30, 40-mile stretch of I-10 towards New Orleans, but to the west side of New Orleans. Now, we've got fog tonight. If you're headed on down to Laredo, just a little bit south to San Antonio, but there will be fog on the way down. We've got some fog around Houston and some fog around Galveston right now. And out in Arizona, we've got some high wind warnings as well as a fire threat advisory all the way across I-40 from Kingman to New Mexico. In New Mexico, all the way to Albuquerque, we've got high wind warnings there tonight. For most of central and western Colorado, fire warnings there, fire threat warnings. The same thing for Utah, going up Utah, and some high winds in Utah to the western part of Utah, right on the Nevada border. And then in the central part of Nevada, to the north and the west of Las Vegas, we have wind warnings there and a fire threat advisory going up towards Mesquite, Nevada, and to the west of Las Vegas in the higher elevations in the mountains. And in the Sierra Nevadas tonight, we have a winter storm warning. Now, that winter storm warning is for anything above 6,000 feet, 2 to 8 inches of snow, When you get up around 6,500 plus and certainly above 7,000 feet, you're talking a foot or more of snow, which includes Donner Pass. So be advised of that. And downward, down below that, you've got rain. You'll have heavy rain. There'll be some flash flood advisories there, too. And the snow goes all the way down into the San Bernardino Mountains. Got some rain tonight up along the I-90 passageway east of Seattle, over to Coeur d'Alene in Idaho, and then across most of western Montana. And that rain goes into Wyoming, too. All right. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to start with something a little different. The federal chairman, the chairman of the Fed, Mr. Powell, said that a vaccine may be needed to restore economic confidence and get people out of the house because they're scared to come out thinking that they're still going to get this thing. I'm seeing a lot of that. I really am.
Well, not me. But let me put it to you this way. About a week and a half ago, he was not as positive on economic recovery as he was in the last day or so.
Mm-hmm.
He has said that he has seen indications that in the third quarter that economic recovery is beginning to happen. Now, what does that mean? And seeing it through his eyes is going to be a little difficult because, I mean, he has to look at much wider indicators than we can ever begin to see. And then certainly in the fourth quarter, he's saying that. And it would be a robust recovery if, in fact, that we do have vaccines. But the one thing we tend to forget is all the other medical countermeasures, meaning the pharmaceuticals. We're looking at, remdesivir, and we're looking at hydroxychloroquine. So, I think that he's putting a little bit of a caveat on it, but I think what he's doing is he's looking at the reticence of some people. We don't of coming out of home. Well, maybe it's the governors that are putting that fear in them, in certain states, as opposed to the other states. So It's real hard to get context on his message.
Yeah, and we do have an economist by the name of Al Arion that said the economy is in for a bumpy ride to recovery, but he did emphasize the fact it will recover.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's certainly going to do that. Now, putting a timeline to all of that and what industries is another interesting look.
Yep, and we'll get into some of that maybe a little bit later in the next hour when we come back after the news, because Denise will be up with me for the next couple of segments in hour number three of the program, so don't go anywhere. And again, a special shout-out to our new friends up there at 101.7 FM in Columbia, South Carolina. Thank you very much for carrying the program, and I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.